With I'm holding.
Some of us finished the simon. Some of us are the last set to finish. Half of the world finished the simon. You also finished? So we're all finished.
You starching on Medal yet?
No.
Oh, no one started yet. Okay.
We'd
Fine. So
rather, when Abdoy was here, he gave a whole share of it.
punching on Medal?
Not for us, for the whole, for the, that was his community share.
Yeah, what was the topic?
All about
Onsen.
what's considered expected or not expected, all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, expected whatever onsen that are that whatever one party knows, the other party doesn't know what you spoke. He went through by babysitters, went through stuff like that.
Yeah, the guy going to the airport, all the stories he had.
Here, okay.
Okay, I was here besides Rabbi Englander.
Okay, should we wait for him?
Where do you go?
While we're waiting, I don't know what today's topic is, but the they said it's about there was about quick halacha when you're allowed to fire somebody. So when you're allowed to break contract as an employer.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. Just at the end of the siman, there was mention of about when an employer is allowed to fire somebody whose contract hasn't ended yet.
Yeah.
So Lamaisa, I know that different states have different laws about this, but in terms of halacha, like what, how are you supposed to determine whether or not, or when a person is allowed to be fired, when an employer has to file out their contract?
Well, when it's considered that he's not doing his job properly, they can be able to fire him. That,
Otherwise,
that's that, that that's the one. No, you want to know when it hits the limits. I mean, basically, that's the Tolian. It's Tolian. It's Tolian. I'm sure. So that's what's considered that the, if he's keeping to his job or not. Decide if what he's if he's you know if he's keeping up to his tenure of the contract of what the what.
any slight discrepancy from what's like specifically required in the contract? Because sometimes the contracts go on about different job
Well,
requirements and.
if you have a contract, so you have the contract. Whatever calls for the contract is due to be fired. If our Peter contract, he's not being noted properly, he's out. Any slight thing, it depends what it says in the contract. Sometimes you'll have the contract that says that he's required to do certain things, but it's not totally the job is not totally on there. And certain things, it really depends on what the contract says. You have
The
to.
contract job descriptions that are
Yes.
not like
Right,
that.
job descriptions is a lot of times very sticky because it's mamish up to the Ashoris Hadas of the Kol Firoyes Eini Yadayim. What's nichva, which obviously is going to go by Derech Klal, what's noig in the veld,
Right.
what's part of the job description.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll start off with a shot like this. Was a family that had their kid enrolled into a play group throughout for the year, and everything was going well. It was a gewaldige play group, Mori de Kamoro, a very warm Moro. They really enjoyed her. It was a very perfect match. Everybody, all the parents really liked the whole situation. It was great. Problem was a little bit of a problem here, is that there were many times where she didn't feel well. She was pregnant, and obviously it's very difficult at times. And there were different times that she took off. Now, there is obviously a minig, or there is a minig, here established pretty much when it comes to sick days by a Mora, that obviously certain sick days it's understood that she's allowed to take, and she's given. And even if she doesn't find a replacement, of course, usually the understanding is that she needs to find a replacement. But even sometimes, if you don't find a replacement, if it's too difficult, obviously the chiv is yes to find a replacement. That's definitely the minig. It's a regular davar avod. Even chayes in a davar avod, the parents have to have their children at the playgroup. Can't go to work. You can't go to yeshiva. There's no question about that. We're talking about a davar avod here. But myself, in this case, there were times that she wasn't able to find a sub, and it happened, well, I guess, a little bit too often that she would take off. So, but myself, the year went on, moved on. Till the last month. The last month, there was one parent that held back payment. Everyone else paid, Shalom Bayisro, moved on. But then Gamaisa, one parent decided that they're holding back part of the last month's tuition to take off for the days that she took off, that they themselves at that time they had to go and They had to go and put their kid in a different babysitting service because they had, they spent money also. So they felt they had the right to deduct from that last payment towards the days that she took off. So the shaila is that, do they have the rights to do that or not? So what's the shaila?
If it wasn't stipulated, what's the halacha? If I pay a monthly or a yearly tuition and you're not supplying that day's service, am I not entitled to a day back? What's the
minimum? They definitely are. It would seem like they have 100% right? I mean, you're getting paid and you didn't do half part of your job, so you definitely deserve to be deducted, right? That's what should be. So let's see what the shaila is. The shaila is like this.
We mentioned in the past that you're not being paid for the day, you're being paid for the month or for the year because we don't calculate the days per month. And therefore, right. Whatever is called, according to that, it's whatever is called the minhag to be called a month, you can't deduct anything.
Right. So that's true. But however, the minhag of the month is that, Yom Tovim are out. And certain days of snow days are out, and all those days and whatever, over here, a lot of places find the base figure calendar or whatever it is. Those days are all out. But on a normal day, on a regular month, so sick days are not really out. Sick days, you're supposed to have to work sick days. No, there's an understanding. There is a minig that a mower could take off for sick days. There is that minig. But this went above the minig. In this situation, she went way above what the standard was for sick days.
It's a davar avish in a moment, and they weren't sachar a little.
Well, right. So it's a davar. It's a davar. No,
she was sachar a little. The person in charge sent their kid to another service provider, and they had met.
Right. Or even if they didn't provide, it was a davar. It's definitely a davar avish in a moment. So in a
davar avish in a moment. If I couldn't go to work because of that,
a davar avish in a moment. Shows the davar avish shamam.
I didn't get paid because I couldn't work. That's some shav shamam.
The malama is across the case of davar avish edim mama.
Yeah, that's where it's not a babysitting service. That's just that you want him to learn, and he's not learning. So that's davar avish edim shamam. But here I have to go to work. I'm missing the day's work. We just added in Torah with this also, where the mor is taking off too often. And the whatever the parents have to stay home. That's it. She loses her day of work. It's a real davar avish of mom.
What did they? What were they asking for that entire?
Well, that entire they wanted to back out of the whole thing. That's a. One day I'm going to tell you that whole entire as a whole because that's got a very interesting. It's still in the middle of where Mo going. It's back and forth. It's still in the middle. Okay, so let me just get to what my shaila, what I want to discuss. What I want to discuss in this shaila is like this, is that Ramah in the Shin Gamma Gimel Hey, the Ramah passes like the Rosh, that if you had a poyo that was or a kabon that became sick, machmas oinis, right? She had to back whatever. There was one day or two, whatever it was chayz machmas oinis, whatever it was, and then chol benoi. Whatever the poyo himself is chol benoyer, so the halacha is the poyo is gotta be chol even by a davar and machmas oinis. However, Zokt Ramah that if the Baal Bayis went and was accepted back the poyo after the oinis, so there are more paskins like the Rosh that said that the ki agavno we say that the Baal Bayis is mevater on the hefsid on the loss of that day. And you can no longer be menakeh from the schiris of that day. As they pass into Rosh, and that's how the Ramah passes into Shulchan Aruch. Now, so in this case, where she took off throughout the year, different days, machmas chayli, so she was sick. So it's true that menadin, you have to deduct, you take the deduct machmas chayli. But in this case, the Baal Bayis was chayz and makabli. And they didn't say anything. Throughout the whole entire year, they didn't say a word. And they went by and finished. Okay, was sick, good to go. They sent the next day. They sent their kids tomorrow. Bang points a pen to the last day of the year. They helped last month. One parent held back the payment. So the shaila is, could we apply the rosh over here? This din at the Ramah paskins. Now, obviously, we know that the shach is chayuk on this Ramah. The shach obviously is chayuk on this Ramah, and he holds that the halach is not like this rosh. And he brings the Rav Yishayim more than like the Rosh, and as they pass into grow also, Sivkot and Kofay also passes like the Shach. However, for Shteitzer, you could say Kimri. You'd be able to say Kimri. But so the question over here is, so would the Mora have a Kimri like the Rambam in such a case? So let's start off with a Shach like this. The Boy Chaye, that's the Knesset HaGdoilo. The Knesset HaGdoilo brings a Shach that was sent in like this. His shayla was that Reuven hired Shimon to be an accountant. And he was an accountant for a while. And then there was a dever, in the ear. And the dever was becoming very strong. So the accountant decided he's got to leave. He left. And he left for a certain amount of time. Then he came back after the whole dever was gone. He came back. Corona was over. He came back. And he started working like regular. Was working. At the end of the year, when he came to Bitevei his Chiris, so Reuven the Barabos, what he said was, no problem, I'll pay you for what you did, but for the times that you were away during the pandemic, I'm not paying you for that. So they went to Beis Din, and the Beis Din Paskin, based on the truth, on the Rosh, when there were more passing like the Rosh, based on the Ram Rosh, so the Beis Din Paskin that since you took him back to work without saying anything that you're gonna deduct anything for them for the dever for that pandemic, so therefore the halach is mechuyev to pay him in full. You can't deduct. So that's what the Beis Din passed. So he came complaining to the Boy Chaye, that's the Knesset HaGdoilo. He came complaining to the Beis Din passed him wrong. So they sent a letter to the Beis Din. The Beis Din said, "What do you want? We passed him based on the Ramal. Ramal passes like the Rosh." Never mock him. They will call him a kabbal. He can't be a kabbal. So the Boy Chai goes to town against the Beis Din. And first thing he says like this. The Beis Din, first of all, the whole entire Rosh that says if you're chosen a kabbal, that's only when it's a real, real oinus that it's impossible to work. It's got to be an oinus that you it push it from Inea, the person from working completely. He can't work. Like Meis Benoy. Or Chol himself, he was Chol, he can't work. Or in the case where Meis Benoy, so then there's a cases where he can't work, even Mitzad Huchas Aveilus is not allowed to work. He goes so wide to say that the oinus has to be such an oinus that makes impossible either Mitzias to work or Alpidin to work. That's
who told him that? Where does he see that necessarily in the Rosh?
Well, he's saying that the din oinus, which the Rosh is coming to say, he holds the din oinus that a boy is allowed to be chosen with all the other, is only the type of oinus that such an oinus, that doesn't let him work. So then he's an oinus. So he can't work. So if he's an oinus, he can be chosen with all the other. Now, I don't think he means to go so wide to say that, you know, oinus, you wouldn't be able to be chosen, even though I did see some place can bring him down. That if it wouldn't be that type level of oinus, it's even osti b'chayz by dov avu. I don't know. I wouldn't take that much out of him because he doesn't say it. But at least negate the Rosh, that the Rosh says that we say that the stam das of the barabayis when he takes him back, the oimid adas is that he means to be chayz in the kabloi and he's being willing to be moichel that time that he took off and he's willing to pay him for it. That would only be on this kind of oinus where he could push it to work. So then I'm willing to be moichel. But if it's any other kind of oinus, he's not willing to be moichel. And there's no hecherich that the Rosh will be going. That's how the Boy Chai, that's the first thing the Boy Chai passes. So if so, so the first step would be to handle over here. Is in this case, in this Mora, the days that she took off because she was sick, how sick was she? That she was very uncomfortable, whatever, nauseous, whatever the situation was. She was pregnant and it's not very difficult. But was she taking off the days that are menei him from working? She could technically be a babysitter. It's true. It's difficult. It's harder to watch the kids. But are we talking about the level where it's impossible for her to work? So if it's not that level, then according to the Boy Chai, you won't have to rush in the first place. The Chalkas Ben Yamin in Sifkot and Chav Beis speaks this out very clearly that the levels of Cholah, obviously, also he says the same thing. I don't remember if he brings the Boy Chai or not. But he says the levels of Cholah have to be, you know, you have to weigh it with what type of work you're dealing with. Sometimes you're dealing with the work that even if you Cholah, you can still work. So, and sometimes you can have a Cholah, which is a very Shvache Cholah, but for whatever reason, you can't work. So it's not really all dependent on which type of Cholah it is. basically, the situation is it has to be the type of chayiv with the type of work which causes that you cannot able to work. You're not able to work. That's what this din of chola is. And he passes like that. So chayiv would come out on the days that she was bad and able to work. Just she took off because it's difficult. There's for sure no question about the. There's for sure no question about having the rosh here. And she and there's no riot at the that the parents were meichel on this on the days that she took off.
You now, can't take kimli against these bari chayim like a simple ramah, or they don't do that. They don't.
I don't know. I don't see anyone being chayuk. So I see the bechelts b'yom passing like that. I see the bari chayim pass. I don't. Not that I know of any chotim. So they're saying that's what oinus meant, the level of oinus. So I don't know. That's what I would assume for now.
And the fact that the parents didn't say anything till now has a din of mechila b'tos. They didn't know their rights.
No. So that they still have the rights to come back. Technically, the parents would maybe even have a right to go back. And there was no raya. The Rosh says that if you take him back, there's a raya yemoichel. So here we're saying there's no raya yemoichel.
They didn't do anything about it, and we're holding in June. So what's the halacha now?
Yeah. So if the parents come back and say we have in mind the whole time to deduct from you one day. We're not moichel you, so they're never to say that they were never moichel, and there's no raya from the fact that they kept quiet, based on this boichai.
They continue to pay every month, so that doesn't buy the mechilo.
It doesn't buy mechilo. Oh, so why would they continue to pay every month? The reason why they continue to pay every month is very simple. It is because they don't want to start a fight. It's not kedai. Yeah, once you start ruffling the feathers of the mori, that's it. It's not going to be good for your kid. So it's good to pay till the end, and even to give the last payment for the last month, and then at the end you can be teveyim. So the parents that were not teveyim, they weren't teveyim. But the parents that are teveyim, the parent that want to be teveyim, there's no riot from the fact that we're chazav the kibloy to continue the work. There's no riot on the mechigo based on this boy chai. Now the boy chai continues, and he says a mori deki soy. He says even in the case where there's oinus gomer, so 1 second. So in that case of that accountant, the boy chai held that. Running away machmas dever is not considered oinus where you can't do the malacha. He said the goodness of pachad, so fashteit zech machmas yepachad. It's not kedai to what he called. I mean, it's it may not be kedai to stay. However, it's not dever beir or knoyser aglecha. The Gemara in Akoinus says he brings that Gemara. He says that's only eitz a toivik mashpula. But to say that it affects the work that it can't work, the boy chayy didn't want to say. However, the boy chayy is choizer on that. And it brings that, like we're going to see in Shingla Medal, we're going to see that the Berech Machmas Dever definitely is considered a real oinus. And the Poiskin Paskin that Berech Machmas Dover is definitely an oinus. Therefore, the Boichai was masking that case of the accountant is an oinus. However, the Boichai continues and he says that even when you have an oinus gomer, like let's say, like he came out that the Dever is considered an oinus gomer, after became there's a tremendous difference between. When the poyo works in the house of the balabais, or the balabais sends his work to the poyo, the whole Rashi wants to say is talking about when the poyo comes to the house of the balabais. So then he comes in. So he has to come. The balabais lets him in every day. So then the balabais is shtickle achroy to tell him. You should just know. I thank you for coming back. I'm very appreciative that you're coming back. But you have to know that it doesn't mean that. Obviously, we're going to have to deduct from the days that you took off for the time that, whatever, if you were chayzer, whatever it was, obviously we're going to deduct from that. Mashain came when the barabos sends the melacha to the poyo, then he doesn't, that's not as a Christ. Then mecha taste it to say that the fact that he just sent the work back to the poyo, that even beki agav that is oichocho, that it means to be moichel, and he doesn't want to deduct from the time that he took off. And that's how he passes a locho mice. So in our case, where all the kids are being sent to the Moro, I would say that there's no riot in Mechigo based on this boichai. Now I did see in the other forum that they paskin differently. They paskin that it could be I've seen that they brought both Ramos. They brought this Ramo over here that there's a riot on Mechigo from the fact that they're chazan b'kabloi. But I don't understand. Basically, based on this, boichai, it would seem that the loch would be not like that. I'm not saying aloch maisa, each case you have to, whatever.
But so this was the whole COVID. The whole COVID, every motor that backed out, it wasn't really...
Well, COVID was a different...
It could have worked. People were scared.
Well, the boy Chaya Paskins, he comes out that Dev is considered a Linus. Boy Chaya Paskins, Dev is considered a Linus. He's Chayzer.
Dev is considered a Linus?
Yeah. He was Chayzer. In the beginning, he held it wasn't Linus, but then he brought the Maran Padov and all the Chuvis, as I said. In the end, he gave in to the Bezdin, but he's Chayuk on them for a different reason. And then in the end, he said, it's true, I'll agree to you that Dev is an Linus because you got to run away. You're Mechuyif to run away. But then he said, even in a place where it's an Oynis Gomer, there's still a difference between when the Poyo comes to the Balabayas or the Balabayas goes to the Poyo. So in that case, by the accountant, so there, the Balabos would send this stuff to the Poyo. Similar to our case of the babysitting service, where you're sending the work to the Poyo, so Kiyah Gavni won't have the rush. That was the Maskon of Baichai. Now, the truth is, by Max Medina, what we had, that's a different sugi. That's Shin Chof Aleph, and that's a sugi of Max Medina, which is it's not owing to the poyo. Usually everything is considered owing to the poyo. We're going to start Shin Hamadal now. We're going to start learning this. But we're not doing no Machmas Medina yet. They have to say that's a whole different limit. It's mamish the whole epoch of Shin Hamadal. So, but yes, he does say that what he called Dever is considered, would be considered a real Einus.
Didn't the Ramas say that if the poyo already got the scar, then you don't have the cautious line?
Okay, so now let's go on and move to the next part. The next part, Rambo Paskin, that if he got all the schar, so then he brought, this is already, this was the Chuvas Maram that the Rosh brings down, and the Gois Mamina brings down, that in the Kriya Gavdan, when you were marking the schar, when you have the schar, when you got the schar already, so the Aloch is the Poel doesn't have to give it back. So would this Rambo apply? So you let's see.
You said that they were withholding.
Right. So the last month, right. So the last month, these parents got the held back. But what would be, let's say they didn't hold it back. Would they be, so right, in this case, it's not relevant because they held back the payment for the last, it might still be relevant. We'll see. Because they paid the other months. And the reason why they paid all the other months, they're saying, is because they didn't want to start a fight with them. And the last month, they were asking to pay, to start the fight. It's the last month of the year. But, right, so let's see if this a Ramal applies. But let's say you didn't hold it back. Would the parent be able to come afterwards and say, I want to deduct for the days that you took off? Okay, so that's the Chumas Maram. The Ramal passes like that. What's the Pshat in there? So the Taz over there says the Pshat is because it's Hamoitz HaChavel of a Raya. Hamoitz HaChavel of a Raya, that's he comes out, the Iker, the Taz passes, the Iker is like this Teretz of the Rosh. And the reason is, this is Mamish at the end, and then the last line over there of the Taz, where he comes out and he says, is that the reason the Pshat in this, of the Maram is because you could say, I'm Moitzeh Mechalel V'Raya. Now, just to give a little bit more explanation, what do you mean, I'm Moitzeh Mechalel V'Raya? What does that mean? You didn't work. I hired you to work, you didn't work. What's the suffocate? What's Moitzeh Mechalel V'Raya? So the Aruch HaShulchan is Moisif in the explanation to the Taz. He says, it's an Oynis Min HaShemayim. Because the guy gets sick, the guy's sick, it's Ben Hashemayim. Any Oynis, Oynis Ben Hashemayim. And he says, the Mishmochi Yev Shaleida Mishfumi Ba Oynis. Who knows who caused Oynis? Uchein Ko Echa the Kaim a moment taken. So, in other words, a Mitzchavel Varaya is not a Mitzchavel Varayan din. Who's that loch like? Because here we know Kor who that loch is like. That loch is like the Baal Boss. That you didn't work, you don't get paid. You're an Oynis, you're going to be Chayz the Dove of it, but why do you get paid? You don't deserve to get paid. Whether it's Dr. Taz and Mitzvah V'Raya, so the Aruch HaShulchan is explaining that Mitzvah V'Raya is whose fault is it? That's really the shot. Well, my son, Aruch HaShulchan knocks out the Taz. He says, how can they say such a thing? I mean, that's the explanation that he gives for the Taz. But he says, how can they be such a thing? What do you mean? There's no Suffolk La'alocha. If there's no Suffolk La'alocha, there's no reason why the Balabos should have to pay. Why should have to keep his money there? So the other mahalich is, so the Chayyidis mahalich is out, the Taz. I saw the Chalitz B'Yom and it sort of knocks out the Taz Lalocha also. He sort of doesn't even reckon with the Taz. And he goes on to explain two other reasons why Agdamas Mois would work. And the reason why Agdamas Mois would work is there's the Rivom. There's a Rivom that says, it's in Toises Daf Ayin Tes. The Rivom says like this, that when you're makdim schar to a poyo, then everyone knows that you're going to work, and there could be oinsim coming up. There could be an oinus. So why are you makdim schar? Why are you being makdim schar? It must be that the reason why you're being makdim schar is because even though usually, like we're going to learn in Shin Lamed Aleph, that halacha always is every oinus really is always paid at the point. Every oinus, we say the oinus goes to the point. Listen, it's an oinus. It didn't work. You don't get paid. We assume that it's your oinus. So it's paid at the point. But when you mark the mice, if you mark the mice, then you say that the barabos is willing to say that they'll accept the oinus. They're shaking the revolve and broaden places. And the Yaakov explains that's what's going on in the Maram also. So if that's the reason why Gomez Mois works, so then in our case, you won't have it either. Because the Marach or Zeruah speaks out very clearly in Simon Samach Vov. And he says, based on this Rivom, it's only if you're being mocked in the Mois out of your own goodwill. You don't require me to be mocked in the Mois. And then I'm mocked in the Mois. So then what am I doing? I'm obviously saying that I'm willing to take the chances. I'm giving you your schar, and if to be knowing this, it will be on me, not on you, even though it should really be on you. But Shane came over here by the case of the Moro, where they all require payment beginning of the month. Every month, that's the requirements. Or if you go to a rental, whatever, and you always have to pay the beginning of the month, and by the fifth already, you get a late fee. So then you're forcing me to be mocked in the Mois. So then the Maram never said this halacha, that if I'm marking the mois, that you can no longer deduct from the time that he took off from work. There's no hech. So in this case, in our case, based on this orizera, the mor would not be able to keep the money. There is another.
Isn't the simple pshat the taz that since the whole rush is not clear, like the shach argues and all that, but mainly go after the muxer? Isn't that simple?
Yeah, but then if you go after the muxik, no, but we're going. He's explaining pshat in the Maram. In the Maram, he says if you go through, he says the ikke pshat is like the Maram at the most level, and not because of the chaz of the kibbutz. He's going in the Maram. The Taz is explaining pshat. He says the ikke is the pshat is like the Maram, not like the Rosh's own teretz. And he says that the pshat in the Maram is also the mitzvah of Raya. And he said that it comes out that's the ikke pshat. So the shayla is that mahalach itself. What's the pshat in that? Okay, there is one more mahalach of how to explain why Hagamas Mois works. And this is Achronish mahalach, whatever. The Achronim explain differently. The Achronim like Bechonon and your Moshe and Ingris Moshe, Shiri B'Shmul, they just explain that. Schiris, where every schiris, we know schiris and mishalem meselu b'soif, right? Because generally a schiris, whether the schiris poyel and the schiris batim, you're paying for the shtamchis, you're paying for the pa'ula. As I work, you pay. As I use, I pay. You know, and that's how it goes. But if you're marked in mois, then really what you're doing is more of like a mekach. It's like you're buying the thing. It's like a buying, you're getting the kinyan for the payers, for the shtamchis. So then the reason why you can't, so then you look at it as a mecher. It's considered a mecher. So if it's a mecher, so then even if there's an oinus, it doesn't make a difference. If you buy a house and the house, like something goes wrong with the house, it's too bad, right? So it's out. Okay, so then in this case also, you won't have Makdamas mice, even if you go like these, because over here, I was never marked them all the mice. You can't tell me I'm making a mecher here because I'm going month by month, paying little by little. So it's very well understood. I don't mean to make a mech. Okay, so Ukhair will come out in this case that you wouldn't have an Agdamas Mois, and you won't have, you don't have both Terutzim of the Rosh. So in this case, in the Moru, Ukhair should come out. There is no, she would have to, if the parent came at the end of his man and said, I want to take back the money, and I was never Moichel, she should have the right. Okay, next Shaila.
And she should be able to.
What?
Again, what was the final psak?
No, so I would think in this case, any parent that would want to be to deduct her money at the end, she would have the rights to deduct them. Because you don't have both Terutzim of the Rosh. You don't have the Agdamas Mois, you don't have the other Terutz of a Sarai from the fact that it was Chosim B'Kabel based on the Boichai. Chayr, that should come out Baloch. Okay. Let's go to another quick Shiloh. Shaila is there was a kfutz of chever that hired a soifer to teach them safers. And it was supposed to be over a certain amount of time. And then in the end, the end of Seifa was Choyz Machmas Oymus. He had to back out for whatever reason, some problem with his family, Mishpacha, and he could no longer continue to give this course on the Safras. And he was Oymus. He was Oymus. So, okay, what are you going to do? Now, Maisa, this Kfutz of Chevro, they're in the middle of learning Safras. So what are they supposed to do now? So they go find another guy, right? They're going to go find another guy. But any new guy that they're going to find is not starting from the middle. First of all, every Seifa has his way of teaching Shafras. No one's ever going to tell, you know, take the other guy, oh, he taught it like this. You have to start from scratch. So they have to start from scratch over here. So does the Seifa have a right to get paid for the time that he put in up until now, until he was Chayzer? He did work. He did teach them the Shafras. And they weren't to laugh from him. However, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, they have to spend all the money again because they got to get a new cipher to start from the beginning. Do you deduct? Do they have the rights to say, we don't want to pay you, or you maybe even have to get back the money? So we have in the Sivis and Sivkotin test that clearly says like that. He says in Sivkotin test that even though the halacha is that when a poel is choizer, machmas dov over than the oinus, he's allowed to be choizer. However, and he gets paid for what he did until now. But it's mitzvah toli if the barabais is nenef from his melachim. If the barabais is not nenef from his melachim, he has to go. He's got to pay more. He's got to go pay again. So he didn't have any benefit from what he gave him because he has to start again, basically. So then the Nesivis Paskins, he's not entitled to the money and even has to give back the money. And as they Paskin the Chazanish also.
What about the Rebbe by the half a sefer that says a dover over that there's no way to fix?
Yeah, so that by the he has a tzad to say that the guy's mechuyif for the whole sefer. Bikvega there has a tzad to say, okay, that Bikvega, I want to talk about the Bikvega. I have to get that Bikvega. I have a different he's mesopic. Basically, Bikvega is mesopic. If the halacha is that even though we pass in that you can't be sechel in mamaton, it's only sechel in mamaton. If not, that's it. But maybe where it's not possible, then got Roy for the whole thing. That's what Kveg is off. Okay, we have a whole schmooze about that. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. It seems like... Okay, so now like this. The Sefer Mishpat, the player on Paskins, he brings down from Amtoi Nuspam that this Nesivis that I just said over and this Chazanish applies only to a Kablon. Not to a poyo, but a poyo that's allowed to be choizer, even by the love and machmas oynis, because he's oynis, he's allowed to be choizer, and he's a poyo, and yod is al yoino. So then he's entitled to his payment. He's entitled to his work, even though you don't benefit, even though you're going to have to go hire someone else now, like every poyo. We don't say it's yod is al tachtoina, right? A poyo that's choizer, now the barabayas has to go and find other poyo. So by a kabin, we say yod is al tachtoina. But by a poil, we say yod el yoino. You can't deduct from for the extra you're gonna have to pay for another poil. So he paskins, Rav Tony Nussan paskins that by if this cipher, it would happen to be it was a kablonis because he got paid by the job. There was no time. He wasn't constricted to any time. There was no shy of maybe he's a poil or not. He was a kabbalan, so that's why Itak is not deserving his payment.
What does that mean? He gave specific classes, and they showed up at specific times. That's called a kabbalan, not a pile.
Well, so that's the whole shibif now, Tzmoy, which I plan on giving Bez Hashem. What's the get of a pile and a kabbalan? That's going to be a whole shibif now, Tzmoy.
I thought you said anything that has to be done now. The mile has to do the bris now.
Right.
So I made a course. And the course is to teach Safras at 5 to 6.
Right, right. Yeah, so grab that. I'm glad that. Right.
Nobody speaks today at times. I mean, commit specific time.
Right. So I want to be very clear. In this case, I want to make it very clear. This case was a real full fledged kabbalah without any shayot. Because Itaka wasn't Meshubit, the specific Zman. They had to learn 3 times a week. And Itaka was switched off. When one guy had a chasno or this or that, they would switch the times. So there was no one constricted to any certain amount of zman, and he was paid by the end of the course. So here was only a kabbalan, and therefore he wouldn't get his payment. But the point is, had he been a poyo, So the paskin you give mechuyev to pay.
Okay, was, are we masking to this? I mean, that's a big chiddush. Because what? You're saying I'm a pile of yachal achzav bechatzi ayah, but I didn't gain anything from any of the work that you just did. I still have to.
Right. So it's saying when we say pile, you're the.
And everybody knows that I'm told it to. Sounds like a tremendous chiddush.
It sounds like a very big chiddush. And his raya is from the din of Yodah. His raya is from the din of Yodah al Yoinu.
This is not the case of Yodah al Yoinu. The case of Yodah al Yoinu is not allowed to leave. It depends on the thing that I did.
No, but I'm saying, by Yodah al Yoinu, I'm going to have to be mafsid money to get other poilin, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter how much I have to pay. If I want to finish my job, it won't make a difference how much I have to be if Taloch still is Yodah al Yoinu.
Right.
So he's saying, who have been by Dova Ovid also, where the Dova Ovid, you're now to be Chayzer, it's true, now to be Chayzer, but B'mokim Oynis, the Halacha, the Mechabes is clear, we're asking, B'mokim Oynis by Dova Ovid, the Poyle is the same Poyle from Sifdal. The Poyle in Sifhei by Dova Ovid, B'mokim Oynis, is the same exact Yod HaElyona that he always was.
And it's not gonna... I think it's a riot. You're maybe, it could be that I'm allowed to leave. And it could be I'm allowed to cause you that loss, but if you didn't accomplish anything with the work that I did, because you have to redo all the work that I did. Who said that that's the halacha?
No, I'm saying I'm gonna have to pay more now to continue, right?
I'm not arguing with you that you're gonna have to pay more. You're right. I as a pile, because of the mitzvah, I the pile have a right to leave. Even though you're going to suffer a loss, but if you can argue against me that I didn't accomplish anything in the half a day that I did, you don't have to pay me at all. Who says that? But I hate when I have unloved and says that you get paid for work that you didn't do.
No. First of all, I accomplished. I did work.
It not just for him. No, I
learned from you. No, I learned from you. I did work, boil. Like you learned from me. I learned suffers. I just have to pay out. I have to pay out more money.
Oh, yeah.
And say, so you didn't, I learned the belt from you.
You're right.
I'm going to get a chazor, but I'm going to have to pay. So we say, Umaisa, the Mechab Passes, Yodah is Al Yoinu.
Yeah, but is that what the Nesivus was talking about? Wasn't the Nesivus talking about where you didn't benefit whatsoever? Like the case of.
Nesivus is talking about, even if I don't benefit beside the moment, if I have to replace the thing, if I have to pay for the whole thing again. Then you don't.
That's the hidden benefit because you can't use the first. If he was doing safras and it's going to be a manumer, then you have to throw in the garbage, meaning it's a mamish a zero.
No, but the Nesiv, that was a Vegas case. Nesivus wasn't that case.
What was his case?
I thought it was also. I thought it was, you didn't benefit the cloud. I don't remember. He was talking about where the guy died with Chatzia Derech, I think. Chamor died with Chatzia Derech, so now he has to hire a guy to pay full. He means he went half the way. And then the Chamor died with Chatzia Derech, he brings a raya from.
Are you going so far to say that a Dover Ovid with the Einis is a mamash like a Dover Sheini Ovid, and the smile with the Ktsais understanding of the Grand Kesef that if the work now goes down, you have to pay for what it didn't do? We're not going that far.
Well, by a tab one.
There's a major mechalik because the smah the shop, but the smah said it by the davar she'ini of it by a pile. That's yachal achzer. He even gets paid for what he didn't do. But the ksais explained because it's really great. Yes, sir.
Right.
Going that far, we're going to give him all of us rights, sir. It's fascinating.
Right. So I'm saying very clear. I'm not taking a cries for this time. I'm saying over this sack from Rav Tony Nussbaum as food for thought. Okay, should we go to another case? I really have a whole bunch of three, four different cases on the Dov Ovid Bachmas Momin, but it's impossible to do that today. But at least I could get another case in from a different case like this. It was another story of a Dov Ovid where they hired someone to build a fence around a development, where the development was had a very big a cliff. It was a cliff there, not such a major cliff, but it was a cliff, and it was becoming a problem with the kids. It was a real sakana. So you hired a guy to build a fence around the you know, that area. So the guy started, he started working, and then in the middle of the job, he got another job, you know, like right with the kabon. He's a kabon, so he can take as many jobs as he wants. And that's why a lot of times these builders, you get stuck in the middle of nowhere, wondering why the guy stopped working. And the answer is because he got a better job in the middle that's making more money. So he finishes you off a couple months later. But then, so this also, this building defense. And now all of a sudden he got himself a new job. And this guy even admitted it. He said, listen, I don't want to finish the job. Now, right now, I'm taking off a week. I have a job that I'm making. I'm going to make good money on. I'm taking that job. Now, these chevre, they were very upset because they did this for, it's a second what's going on. They got to get this fence up as soon as possible. So, you know, they did their research and they found all the problem that we're doing, but it cost double the price of this guy. So what they decided to do, and so one guy over there, he was a shtickel Baal Melach himself. He decided, you know what, I'm going to take, the guy left all his tools there and all the material. I'm going to take everything, I'll do it by myself. He took the shy was, is he allowed to do that? Could he go ahead and take the tools, use the tools?
And to force the guy to finish the job.
Yeah, so he could force him to do the job. He didn't want to do the job. And they really could be soichalim. Clear, it's a davar. But instead, they decided that they're just going to take his stuff. And the guy will finish the job on his own. The bricks, the cement, this guy knew what he was doing. So the shayla is, he let it go ahead and take that stuff. So,
Mechayra. The problem of the shayla, they were using his building materials.
Right, so they're taking his building. So that's the shayla.
The gas on the tools.
Right.
This guy wanted to get paid. Which one was it?
Well, no, this guy wasn't going to get paid. I don't think he was planning on getting paid. He was just
their shell shalom das on the tool?
Right. The shell, does he have the rights to use the tools?
Well, the fence material. What is that? They use the material.
And the material. And the fence material.
He had
files. They used his material to finish his building. Material?
It's his material. It's not considered their material. They don't pay him for the supplies.
Okay, so that's a whole different shayla. That's sifches. So we're going to have to discuss sifches. That's a very big shayla. Like we once spoke about this very in the very beginning about with the water heater to know when it's chiras poyim and when it's considered a mecher. And that has a lot to do with sifches. And we have to discuss that in sifches. If you want, I can discuss it right now. I mean, really, really, there's a chuvas man sosin. But, you know, let me just finish this for a second. So let's over here. So this case, so could they use the material or not? Could a guy? So I don't see why not. I mean, what really the halacha is brought down in Sivov that you could be seichel in mamatim, right? Now seichel we paskin, you could be seichel mebei chavil from the claim halacha and from mebei chavil also. Fine. So we have a machlokes shach and ramah had a paskin when it comes to which type of does it have to be dafka claim malachtoi. Or any other kelim that belong to the poyim. So the shach paskins that avad that all kelim you could do. The ramal is not like that. The chaznishka the paskins like the ramal dafke kelim. However, lemaisum. But I don't. I would think over here everything is considered klei malachta, because the shovels and whatever, all the stuff that's all klei malachta for sure. And even the material is even more klei malachta, right? So if I'm allowed to go ahead and I'm allowed to be soicher from that, I'm allowed to sell it to go hire a poilim on your cheshbon, so for sure I can use it.
The shadow will be if you break it by mistake. Because a lot of times while you're working, you break.
I don't understand what they wanted. They came to Besdin. What was the timing to Besdin? They came to you as the Rav and said, are we allowed?
They come to Besdin. They just asked if they're allowed to do it.
Are they allowed? Are they justified? Are they got Navim or Mutter to go ahead and use his stuff to finish the job?
Yes.
So the Rav is possibly allow for the Chatzilah use his stuff to finish the job. Okay.
Yeah.
What would happen if a lot of times when you're working with this material, like this piece of wood cracks, so they would have to repay the, what's it called, or is that also part of the credit?
You want to know if they're allowed the money, a certain amount of money. In other words, they could take from this material whatever money would take Bisoch Haleh. So let's say Sochem would have been doubled. So now they have in this material, really, why should I waste my time and do this on my own? It's a chesed for you, really. I could be sochal alecho. I could really go and hire someone then, and you'll have to pay out of pocket, right? Instead, I'm going to go do the work. And so any amount of material that I use, even if I mess up in certain things, but anything which equals the amount, it's not going to exceed the amount of what it would cost to hire a poilim on top of you, I don't see why. What would be the issue? You know, it's almost like what the Nesivis says, is matmi on the Ramon. Now, how can it be that if Allah is by Dova Avud, Sechalem Amaton, right? But you only Sechalem, only Kedei Schoron, or if Boch Avilos and then Aboim the Chamishim Zos. Frekten the Sivis, if the Ramah passes like the Boys Ashri, that Yechayve Seydish on Balabayas, so then you should be able to pay, hire for a guy as much as that Seydish on Balabayas. Why is the cap? Dafka could the kefal schar should be a lot more. If the half said the bala bais is a lot more than that, then he should be able to be soichalay. And now you pass like that in the seats. The saints over here also. What's the gemaisa? I have a schus to take all this stuff and sell it off and hire someone for kefal schar. So for sure I could use it. No, that I would think. Okay.
When are you coming?
I don't know. I said I would come the beginning of the first week of March.
So that's in 2 weeks of this week.
Is that good?
When's the dinner? Yeah. The dinner's the following week. So yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. So March 4th, March 5th.
But in the middle of the week, not too close to Shabbos.
Monday, Tuesday, come on Monday to be on Monday, Tuesday.
Very nice here, Shabbos.
Yeah. Maybe I have to come with my wife. Okay. Go to vacation.
What are we doing? The others are ready. You start the relationship on the down?
No, we're ready.
So what do you want to do about the rest? Because we want to hear the shiur. You want to try recording some of it yourself and we can listen to it?
Yeah, so it happens to be, I'm thinking of, I don't know what... I don't know if I can record. I have to figure out what to. Yeah, well, this, we have to get to this. These other stuff. We have to get in these other cases. There's four cases that I really want to get in. We'll have to see. Maybe we'll be able to talk when we get there. Besides the Chaburim Shigamadal, we'll be able to shmooze through the cases. We'll be able to talk again the cases. No.
Sure.
Is there a bechina just on Shulam Gimel or together Shulam Adal?
No, you want to begin on Shulam Gimel first.
Is there?
I'm saying I make the bechina. So
really?
Well, I made the one on what do you call it on the
Rishon
Beis? Not Rishon Beis. I did the one on the what we learned. Nosvorm and the Gnevis Das and all that stuff. The bechina is basic, you know, straight. No, nothing from outside. Straight Shulchan Aruch Smata. You know, nothing straightforward. Yes, I know I'll make the beginning, but you're probably gonna want to chaz it before, no?
Yeah, yes. You probably want to split it up, not to do two.
Right. Well, so you say you don't want to start Shulam Adal yet?
You do want to start Shulam Adal.
We should take a test. We'll do the test on the phone.
We'll
Kenny, what do you say?
The chazara on our own, but we can just get the test on it.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So I'll start making the test. Or maybe Greenspan has a test ready. Could be he has one. I don't know. I'll check with him.
I didn't get my racial on base mark yet. If you speak to him, maybe ask
okay.
him.
Okay. Fine. I'll ask him.
Go ahead.
Okay, so who's gonna arrange this? I have to arrange. I'm gonna arrange the flights.
I'll totally Ullman to film.
Have I who?
Ullman.
Ullman.
Yeah, one of the
Yigalites
is in charge
right.
of these types of things.
Okay, fine. Okay,
Yashkoich. Okay. Okay, good job.